Hello. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. In keeping with our commitment to deliver urologists and allied health professionals expert clinical analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives, each episode of Speaking of Urology will bring listeners timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty to keep practitioners up to date while helping them practice more efficiently. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. In this episode, I spoke with Dr. Andrew M. Harris. He discusses the urology practice study, impact of urology trainee debt levels on future practice choices and expectations, for which he served as a study author. Harris is an assistant professor of urology at the University of Kentucky, Lexington. Could you please discuss the background for the study?
Sure, Ben. When we get started, first of all, I just want to thank the AUA work groups for their hard work on the census that we used for the data. Also wanted to thank the members of the AUA workforce work group for their contributions to this project. It really was a significant group effort. And wanted to thank Amanda North also for her guidance on the project as the senior author. So the cost of medical school education in the United States has really been rising with four-year curricula costing upwards to around $250,000 to $350,000. And educational debt's been persistently increasing higher than inflation. Students accumulated approximately $100,000 worth of debt in 2003. That's up to about $200,000 of debt in 2018. The AAMC reports about 75% of medical students carry educational debt, and 83% of those students carry over $100,000 of debt. That increasing medical school debt has been found to lead to increased stress, worse quality of life, higher burnout, and that leads to worse test scores, which is concerning when you're in medical school. So an important topic for sure. Furthermore, educational debt's been associated with future life choices. We see those trainees with higher debt are more likely to delay marriage, childbirth, home purchases. We also see those trainees with higher debt feel the debt will affect their future job choices, the decision to enter fellowships, and lead to the expectation of higher starting salaries. So many aspects of future life, when you're in medical school, you need to be thinking about that their time could probably be better used toward working on their medical school curriculum. So the majority in research in this area has actually been done in fields other than urology. So as the AUA workforce work group, we thought it would be important to examine this correlation between educational debt and anticipated practice choices and career expectations to really better understand the impact of this debt on urology trainees to inform urology workforce policy. So that's the background.
And what were some of the notable findings, and did any of them come as a surprise to you and your co-authors?
Sure, so we found over 60% of our trainees carry at least $150,000 worth of debt. We found that the educational debt was statistically associated with debt forgiveness and a good financial package. We found loan forgiveness influences practice opportunity among all respondents, with 27% feeling it had a great effect on their desire to choose a practice opportunity. When we examined those respondents by debt level, we found those trainees with higher debt appeared to be more likely to accept a practice opportunity if loan forgiveness was offered. When those with over $250,000 of debt were queried about practice opportunity considerations, 91% valued a good financial package and 60% educational loan forgiveness. And that's compared to 74% and 19% in those with less debt. So quite a difference. Furthermore, those trainees with higher levels of educational debt were more likely to anticipate higher annual compensation compared to those with less debt. About 40% of trainees with $250,000 of debt or more anticipated a starting salary of at least $350,000 per year. That's compared to 22% of those with carrying less debt. Concerning preferred compensation types, those with educational debt were statistically associated with desiring an income guarantee as compared to a salary or a production bonus. Interestingly, we found that educational debt did not appear to affect the decision to do the fellowship. When we further examined these variables on multivariable analysis, we found the correlations of educational debt with practice opportunities offering loan forgiveness and higher anticipated compensation remained. Those with educational debt of $250,000 or more were nearly four times as likely to favor opportunities with loan forgiveness and twice as likely to anticipate higher starting compensation. So to the second part of your question, what do we find surprising? We really found it surprising the sheer amount of debt that our urology trainees are carrying, with so many of them carrying at least $100,000, $150,000 worth of debt. Then we also found it surprising that it really did not affect the decision to pursue a fellowship. And when we started this out, we thought that we would see that it would affect that decision, but it did not.
Do you and your co-authors plan to conduct further research in this area? And if so, what would the focus be?
Yeah, so I appreciate that question, Ben. That's a good one. So we are planning on studying this in practicing urologists. So this study was on trainees. And so we're going to plan on extending this to actually people in practice who have completed their training to kind of see if similar trends consist.
And what would you say the take-home message is for the practicing urologist?
So trainees carry substantial debt, and this debt can influence practice opportunities. And so I think that's important for the practicing urologist to also realize that they're not alone if they're carrying a lot of debt. And if they're trying to recruit partners, loan forgiveness may be a very good way to recruit.
Is there anything else that you feel our audience should know about the study findings?
Sure. So the debt likely contributes to stress and burnout. And trainees are a vulnerable population, and we know that urology suffers with burnout also. I think that's important to recognize. And according to the literature, trainees receive very little education about debt and debt management. We know financial literacy is fairly low in trainees across all specialties, so that's something to think about also. We also want the urologic community to know that the AUA Workforce Work Group has been working with Congress to propose a bill concerning student loan forgiveness to urologists who practice in rural areas. So be on the lookout for that as well.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.